Absolutely. Well, it's a great honour. I want to thank the people of Sligo, Leitrim and South Donegal for putting their trust in me once again. And I've been in government for the last nearly 13 years. It's been a huge challenge, but I'm delighted that I think we have delivered for the constituency of Sligo, Leitrim and South Donegal regarding health and regarding universities and housing. I think we can do a bit better, but there's a lot of very, very good investment and very good opportunities there. But my priorities in the next year and coming years will certainly be the N17 to make sure that the progress is continued there. The N4, which is the Sligo-Dublin road, which is effectively the... you also have the bypass in Carrick and Shannon, which is moving ahead, and we need to ensure that road is fit for purpose. And also the Sligo rail line, much quicker train journeys between Dublin and Sligo, and more rail journeys, and that's something I heard on doorstep. And I will certainly support the West on Track, and there's many other areas such as the Greenways and the SLNCR Greenway, and also the Glen Farm project. And we have lots of shared island projects regarding the workhouse in Ballyshannon, if in an innovation plaza, and many other shared island projects. But effectively, you know, housing, health, farm families, and many other areas such as regeneration of many of our towns and villages in the constituency. But again, it's a great honour to be elected, and I want to thank the people of Sligo, Leitrim, South Donegal once again.
In terms of those talks, those government formation talks, obviously these are on a break at the moment for the Christmas period, but has there been any indication as to what brief you might receive, Deputy Feehan, come January or February?
Well, I think it's far too early, but I am ambitious, and my member has been a Gael, and also the constituents of Sligo, Leitrim, South Donegal are ambitious, and I believe it's been a TD that's been the longest serving TD in Fine Gael for the last 22 years. I believe that there is a position that I will be able to hold, hopefully, in government. I represent three counties in Ulster and in Connacht, and I believe I'm well placed. I have been a minister for 2.5 years over the National Drug Strategy and Health and Wellbeing in the Department of Health. And I knew I was there for 2.5 years, and I delivered on my programme of government. And I believe that in the department, they all felt that I was one of the best ministers that they had in that brief. And I will certainly be bringing that on board to the Taoiseach and my leader, Simon Harris.
So you wouldn't say no to maybe the Minister of Health position if it came your way?
Well, I wouldn't say no to being offered a ministry. I believe I've served my time. I believe I've delivered for Fine Gael in the constituency. I've delivered for Fine Gael nationally, and I believe for the country nationally. And I'm ambitious, and my constituency very ambitious to make sure that we have a minister in this constituency. And it is a unique, will be a unique government. Looks like it's going to be Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and independence, and there's still a lot of, I suppose, issues to be dealt with in the coming weeks and months. But what I heard on the doorstep, that people wanted a stable government in very, very geopolitical uncertainties, and that's something that we have offered in the last number of years. And I tell everyone that Fine Gael, we're like porridge, we're good for you. Not everyone wants porridge, but they do want it in winter. And I believe that we do what we think is right by the country, and we want to lead by example.